This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much to keep America rolling along. We also salute our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there, making sure the mail gets from point A to B. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people, our Amazon drivers, delivering their packages, too. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's over there. That's number one. And by the way, you can hear the live stream over there, or you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and just click on the live link there, and away you go. You're listening to the program. Now, don't forget, you can also go to our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, for other things. For example, Kyle Warren has a big section there where you can click on, go right to his website, find out all the different things that he's all about. And with that, we welcome to the show the one, the only, the incomparable Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody. Happy Monday.
Mr. Incomparable. the one and only. There you go. And by the way, let's see what the temperature is now. All right, it dropped a little bit. It's down to 70. So we lost a degree. So there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out the hour with China knowing better than to kill or start a war. Now, they're sending a lot of mixed messages, trial balloons, providing to do something else that might touch off a world war. We don't know what that is. They've been buzzing Taiwan. They've had ships. They've had planes. You name it. Matter of fact, I think they drove off another plane again yesterday that flew into their airspace. And Chinese expert Gordon Chang warned that we could be seeing some really bad stuff here in the not-too-distant future.
Well, that's right, Captain. Gordon Chang has been saying basically that we have to be ready for conflict at any time, he says. He basically says President Xi isn't going to wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to invade Taiwan today, basically. So he's perhaps waiting for the United States or somebody else in this game, as it were, to make some mistake which creates the atmosphere for war. He goes on to say that they really do want to go to war because obviously they want to spread their influence. They really do want to reunify, quote-unquote, Taiwan, which actually in our parlance would be invade Taiwan and do something dastardly like that. But they see it as justified. So they're looking for anything to justify it.
Well, I am waiting for Taiwan, listen to me. I'm waiting for China to shoot down one of our planes that's flying over what they call their airspace. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's a real possibility. Again, you know, wars get started like this. And, you know, they want to, again, be able to justify some aggression. And they would come up with some cockamamie story about how they had to shoot down this plane, you know, if it were to come to that. And in other words, they want to have from what I can tell from what Gordon Chang's talking about, what I gather is that they want to have some, quote, just war, where that they believe that the trigger's been pulled and they can move forward doing what they want to do.
Well, here's something that's going to happen, and we all need to be ready for this one. A leading House Republican yesterday is warning that China is going to conduct widespread cyber attacks on American infrastructure all across the world when it's decided to invade Taiwan. And if President Xi Jinping moves on Taiwan, we should assume he'll launch cyber attacks against the United States as part of the battle.
Well, that's right. They would attack our electrical grid and other communications.
Banking.
And so forth. Well, of course. Now, Captain, if you were going to do something like this, I wonder, you might want to do something like, I don't know, float a balloon all across the continental United States and soak up as much electronic information as you possibly could.
Gee, I wonder who did that.
That's right. So this is, in other words, this is not something that is some pie in the sky or, you know, a far-fetched idea. This is why they did what they did.
Sure. And we allowed them.
Yeah.
And we allowed them. Okay, hold that thought. Mr. Kyle, we'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Let's see if we can find Jeff and wake him up. Here we go. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. I'd be more than happy to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and company over there at MyPillow and MyStore.com. Want to save some money on his products? Boy, is this the time. Buy one, get one, all over the place on MyPillow. 50% off, all over the place on MyPillow. Discontinued products, 80% off, all over the place on MyPillow. I'll give you an example. $25 for a pair of slippers, save over $100. Limit 10. So you can go into slipper business if you want. You flea marketeers out there, buy their slippers and take them to the flea market and sell them, make some money. I'll bet you could. I bet you could. But MyPillow.com, the website to go to, and check it out. You're going to really like what's going on there in terms of the discount prices. I know I'm amazed at watching some of them myself. And the bath towels, the hand towels, the washcloths, the pillows, buy one, get one. I mean, you can't beat it. You just absolutely can't beat it. So go over there, MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word captain. Always the word captain at MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. One more time. 800-641-5459. Promo code captain. Buy what you want. Shop till you drop. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You'll save a bunch of money and a bunch of stuff. And you can start stocking up right now for the holidays. How about that? MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we have awoken the monster down in Sarasota.
That's right. Jeff is awake.
Jeff is awake, so we're all in good shape now.
That's right.
That could mean something. That could mean something secretive, but we'll find out later. All right, now, Katie Charles, pretty adept guy there, right?
Well, sure, yeah, I suppose.
We knew that he was fairly well taken care of before he became the king, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Well, suddenly, we get the financial on King Charles. Take a wild guess at what his net worth is.
Well, it's hundreds of millions.
You want to take a guess?
Sure. At least 700 million.
How about $750 million, the net worth of the King of England?
That's really something. And that is really something, yeah.
And one other little piece of money information here. Since being indicted, Donald Trump has raised close to $20 million.
That's significant. Can you imagine any other candidate who would love to be able to go out and raise $20 million in that span of time?
Well, I can tell you who didn't. Remember the vice presidential candidate, John, whatever his name was, in North Carolina, that had the affair with the, whatever the heck, I forget what she did. She was
John,
there.
John Edwards?
Yeah, John Edwards. Remember that? He didn't have that kind of luck.
No.
Oh, well, let's go to the phone line and see what's going on here, because we've got the one, the only, the original, the famous and infamous Baggammon Bob. What's up?
You're right on, Captain. Anyway, I was listening to Mark Levin on Fox today, and he made a good point, I thought, as far as about getting people to come in to Congress and get these people to come in, Hunter Biden, all the rest of them, is that Congress has the power to subpoena people and or records also. A lot of times they're trying to get records. And then if they don't, according to the Constitution, then they can be held in contempt of Congress. And Congress can also send the Master of Arms to arrest them, and they can be held in a jail. This is under the separation of powers and is not subject to be stopped by the executive branch, as that is one of the powers that Congress has but hasn't been utilizing, and we need to do that. If we hold a majority in the Congress, then we can do that. Okay. What do you think? Bye.
What do I think? It won't happen. It hasn't happened yet. Why would I think it's going to happen now?
Yeah. Good answer. I think you're right, Captain.
And by the way, he mentioned a key word, charge of Congress. We're not in charge of Congress. We're only in charge of the House. Being in charge of Congress means you're in charge of the Senate, too. And we're not. And this is part of the problem. If we want to settle the differences in the score and start making a difference here with what we need to do, the Republicans need to take control of the Senate and the House. And if they do that, they will then be able to put through the type of legislation that we've seen coming from the Republican House, which has all been, in my opinion, good. I haven't seen anything that's not good. So what's the problem?
Well, good question. Yeah, basically, Captain, the Republicans, the GOP, you know, they have the ability, I think, to try to navigate through this perfect storm. Joe Biden's not going to start doing things that are great for the country or great for the economy. They're just going to tell you that everything they're doing is great for the country and great for the economy. But the interest rates will continue to be high. We may see some movement on inflation because those interest rates are having an effect and raise them high enough, they're going to have a major effect. But people's lives won't be getting better. They won't have the ability to project into the future and say, yeah, everything will be fine a couple of years from now, that kind of thing. But the Republicans, whomever the nominee is, and it needs to be a unified message, by the way, all the way down to the different House races and Senate races and even the state races and so on, to have some kind of unified message. The Democrats are going to have one. Bet your bottom dollar they will.
Okay, Jeff is trying to get us to feel sorry for him. He says it's only 68 at his house in Sarasota, which is 3.6 miles from the airport, which is where they're getting their current temperature from down there. I'm at the airport in Tampa, and it's 70 degrees.
Well, it's the war of the temperatures.
Yes. Yes. Stay warm, right?
Right.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
All right. The national red flag laws, we all know what they are. They're on guns, right?
Right.
According to Governor Asa Hutchinson, former Kansas governor, who is currently running for president against, on the Republican side, he's not running against anybody yet. But anyway, it's not a solution. He says it is not a solution.
Well, I think it's part of the solution, though, in the grand scheme. It's hard to say that only insofar as themselves that they would suddenly fix these kinds of problems. But Captain, when we saw what happened, of course, with these latest gun violence stories that we've seen, red flag laws certainly would have made some difference.
Well, I don't know if it would have made any difference for the last one, which is the cop shooting and the other people that were shot. Now, let me go back over here and see what I can find. Let's see here. This was a Fox News story an hour ago. Police officer among five injured in Biloxi, Mississippi shooting that happened sometime in the 11 o'clock hour, my time.
Yes. Well, of course, Captain, we know that people can obtain guns legally and they can obtain them illegally. The idea that the other attack the other day that involved the trans person who shot up the Christian school, they seem to have obtained the gun by going and purchasing it. So hopefully that would have made some difference there. But the illegal guns, like, for example, in Chicago, nothing's going is stopping at all the proliferation of guns between individuals because they get them literally on the black market. This is something that also has to be dealt with. But in the meantime, you also have to deal with the practical aspect of it, and that is to protect the children or to enforce the law. It's the only other real solution that we have right now because the guns are out there.
How would you like to be Iran, where the story coming out right now is the Iranian regime involved in poisoning hundreds of students to stifle protests?
I'm not surprised, I have to say. It's a sad, terrible thing, but I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not either. Okay, folks, stand by for the bottom of the hour. When your station's get a chance to identify themselves and do all that great stuff, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Police in Alabama say four people are dead and more than two dozen are hurt after a weekend mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party. Several people are in critical condition. It happened at a dance studio in the small town of Dadeville. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing fellow Republican colleagues who are praising a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman who was arrested for allegedly leaking classified Pentagon documents. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Graham called the leaks, quote, a major failure, and that, quote, some people need to be fired over this. Evacuation orders put in place days ago for residents affected by a recycling plant fire in Richmond, Indiana, have been lifted. Officials said that air monitors found chemicals such as hydrogen cyanide, benzene, and carbon monoxide in the ground-level smoke. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I will be at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care today about, 11:30 or noontime, somewhere in that range. And I'll be stopping by, so if we see you there, we'll say howdy, howdy, and all that good stuff. But you need to check them out if you're having problems with your feet or your ankles or your legs in any capacity or way. You need to check out Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They can get the job done for you. They've helped me when nobody else could, and I really appreciate that. They've taken the time and the effort to find out what my problem was, and they found it, and they've been working with it, and as a result, slowly but surely, because it's been a slow, gradual process, things have been getting better. Now, also, Relief Factor helps a lot with that, too, because it keeps the swelling down. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Pete is where you want to go. So check them out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we've got Aaron in Colorado on the line. We're going to take her call and find out what's going on here. So, Aaron, go for it.
Oh, yeah, well, it's too bad the Tampa Bay Rays winning streak in baseball came to an end. I thought maybe they'll be able
to... Yeah, well,
to
they win. Won again yesterday, 8-1.
Yeah, well, they bounced back, but it's too bad the winning
yep.
streak came to an end. And talking about the red flag laws, here where I live in Colorado,
right.
The governor signed a red flag bill, but the thing is, it's only effective if the parent or a loved one gives the authorities a heads up that, hey, I have a relative here, he or she's accumulating all these weapons, he or she may do something evil with these weapons.
Right.
So that's the only way that law can be effective. But if they don't say anything to the authorities, then, you know, that person can just go buck wild crazy and kill a bunch of people and oh well. So, I mean, the law is only as good as if someone's willing to take a step and say, hey, you know, call the authorities that, hey, I have a relative here that's got all these weapons and may go nuts. But if they don't do it, it's not, the law's not going to be effective, period. And Professor Politics brought up your governor of California, he may run for president and give some competition to the old broken dark side dumb donkey of a so-called president that's currently sitting in the White House. But the thing is, though, when Joe Biden was running, and Kamala Harris called him a bigot and a racist and all this stuff, and she was right. She was absolutely right about Joe Biden.
Yep.
But when the dust settled, when it was all said and done, they came together. Joe Biden made the laughing hyena, a.k.a. the vice president that's currently sitting in White House, his pick to run with her. So no matter who, when it's all dust and settled, if it's Trump, and I believe Trump will get the nominee, they need to come together like the dark side broken down donkeys did and hopefully kick some dark side donkey butt. But anyway, Cap, Professor Potter, goodbye.
All right. Thank you very much. What do you think, Kyle?
No, I appreciate that so much, Aaron. I think you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, things settle out in politics and suddenly somebody that you were really criticizing suddenly becomes your running mate or vice versa. But one of the things that Aaron just mentioned, Captain, the idea of coming together, well, exactly. This is exactly what I've been talking about, the idea that the GOP needs to have a unified message. It has to have a centralized message that is going to carry them through this next election. I think for President Trump, if he is in fact the nominee, it can't be anything about the 2020 election. It can't be anything about that kind of stuff. It absolutely has to only speak to how people are going to benefit if he's able to put things back to where we're energy independent, et cetera.
I said it before, I'll say it again. He has to run on his record. He had a very highly successful record. He should be proud of it. That's what he needs to run on.
Well, sure, because everybody can look back just these few short years ago, COVID notwithstanding, that is a major factor, but the idea is that it's all doable. It's like flying across the Atlantic Ocean for the first time. It's proven it can be done. We can be energy independent. We can cut taxes. We can deal with China from a position of strength, not only militarily, but economically as well. And we can, bring this country to where it's successful. And the whole idea of Make America Great Again, that was all attacked as some kind of racist dog whistle or some strange thing like that. But it really is about making sure that there's opportunity, that we are a powerhouse. What's wrong with being a powerhouse? That helps every single person in America.
Well, Representative Mike Turner told President Joe Biden that the allies are deeply concerned about these leaks.
Well, I'm sure they are. You know, this has happened under Biden's watch. For better or for worse, he's got to be able to deal with it. And he has to be able to reestablish the kind of trust, because that trust starts getting eroded, Captain. And guess who wants to come in and take our place? It definitely is China. They definitely want to drive a wedge. And we've been talking about this. They want to drive a wedge between the United States and its allies. And this is a great way to do it. So, President Biden has to say more than, I'm concerned that it happened, but there's nothing contemporaneous, blah, blah, blah. He's got to look like he's in charge.
And Representative Brian Stile, the other day we said what he said, but there's more to the story right now. He said, "To smile, Congress, you're on Newsmax TV right here in D.C.
All right. Well, meaning that Newsmax is covering that, or they're available?
They are now one of the stations that's in the Capitol with their cameras taking pictures of Congress when they're in session.
Well, that's huge. That's really huge. Again, it also opens up to the American people a little bit more inside viewing of what goes on with their government.
Yeah, but there's some people that aren't going to like that.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not. But at the same time, see, that's the thing. You know, it should be transparent. There are some things that have to be done behind closed doors. We understand that, for privacy,
yep,
or for national security. But generally speaking, it should be out in the open for people to tune in and see whenever.
Now, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, who happens to be a doctor, came out yesterday and said the abortion pill ban will not hinder the FDA authority at all.
Right. He said it was an alarmist, he said, to think that a Texas judge ruling, this from Newsmax, speaking of Newsmax there, it's alarmist to think that a Texas judge is ruling to suspend the Food and Drug Administration approval of the abortion pill will disrupt the agency's approval on other drugs. Yes.
And how would you like to be a woman in the Senate that's a Democrat, and now you're being put on the spot to having to defend Dianne Feinstein wanting to come back and stay in the Senate? How would you like to be in that spot?
Well, it's an interesting spot to be in, I suppose. Dianne Feinstein is elected to serve a term. She's had these medical issues. There's no doubt about that. But her term continues to run right now. Yes.
And it's been, what, 62 days or 62 votes that she's missed or something like that?
Right, right.
How's that working out?
Well, you know, in other words, they have to be able to say, well, you know, then she should stay there. But as far as I know, there is no mechanism that says how many things you've missed automatically,
yes,
you're booted or something like that.
Now,
so she's elected for a term. Yeah.
Now, Newt Gingrich says even though Joe Biden is weak as a president, the incumbents have enormous power in the Congress.
Well, of course they do. Of course they do. They hold those positions of power. President Biden, still the president, can issue executive orders, can use the bully pulpit, can do all kinds of things to manipulate events. And exactly.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm sure that we're going to go to break, so hold on to your hat. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
great Joe Walsh in younger days in concert playing Rocky Mountain Way. Kyle, what year was that? Do you know?
Well, the original Rocky Mountain Way is 1973, and it had a very strange album title. Last hour, it was Bad Company, Desolation Angels. This hour, it's the album title is The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get.
Well,
not making it up.
This looks like as if it could have been from the 70s because of the hairdo and the jeans and all that sort of stuff. So I'm guessing we've just played the one from the 70s.
Possibly, and it's a great record though. That's the live.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's still got plenty of pizzazz to it.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see here. Time for you to tell me what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, tonight, of course, we're looking at them this morning as well. We're looking at that big wind advisory that's up near Reno. This is going to go across the border into California a little bit, but mostly up all through I-80. Almost till you get to the border with Utah, you've got wind advisory in effect for Monday to 11 p.m. Monday. Gusts up to 55 miles an hour are expected in some of these areas. So if you've got a high-profile vehicle, please do be careful out there. That's for sure. We continue with snow melt up in northern Montana, which could cause some flooding. And we've also got a freeze watch up in the Yakima area, Ellensburg, up in the state of Washington this morning, with still a little bit of rain around Seattle. Both sides of Seattle looks like, well, since last hour, it looks like it's probably moved on to the northeast, up into the mountains area. So hopefully you're clearing out if you're coming through Seattle. That's pretty much what we're seeing right now on the map, Captain. We got a pretty quiet map, and that's a good thing to relate to our truckers and our traveler friends this morning.
There's no Yaki like a Yakima.
That's right.
All right, let's go up into North Dakota because here we go, about two-thirds of the state covered in rain today, and it's from all the way from Canada down to South Dakota, and then moving over real quick to Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities up to the Canadian line, over to Duluth, where we've actually got a winter storm warning just north and east of Duluth, because that same winter storm warning, folks, covers all of Lake Michigan. Now, not the land, the lake. All of Lake Michigan is covered in a winter storm warning. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan has got a winter storm watch. Let's see here. Over there. We got a couple of areas of snow over to the east in the upper part of the eastern part of Michigan, east of Lake Michigan. So there'll be a little bit of snow over there. You're going to have some winds off the lake, definitely coming on down to Iowa and to Illinois and down into Indiana. And we've got a frost warning tonight south of Indianapolis, so be advised of that. Got a freeze warning over west in Kansas, northeastern Kansas, so be advised of that. We've got a wind warning from New Orleans all the way across over towards Big Bend in Florida, so be advised of that. Got some wind over in the east coast as well to cover Jacksonville on up to Savannah, Georgia. And some windy conditions. It looks like it's going to be in the state of Georgia as the day progresses. And then coming up the East Coast, we're going to have patchy areas of fog, starting with Wilmington, North Carolina, moving on up to the Chesapeake Bay, coming over to South Jersey and bringing it up to Long Island, right about to Cape Cod. Then it's going to stop. Then you'll have some patchy fog along the ocean right there up in Maine. Around Bangor, so be advised of that. Now, the weather is kind of funky looking tonight, Kyle, and that's a great word for you, because we've got a system coming in probably today in Portland, in Oregon, which will affect Portland, and in Washington, which will affect Seattle. Probably a couple days from now, it looks like we got something coming into California.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we do see the rain out there on the Pacific Ocean. So, yeah, it's making its way to the coast.
Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen for the weekend, which is probably when this thing is going to start to really bother people. But I would be willing to bet you we got us another storm coming.
Well, it's a real possibility, especially up there in the Pacific Northwest. And we'll check the actual forecast here for Seattle, for example, looks like, well, could be some rain Monday, Tuesday. It's slated for that, and as you head through the week as well.
All right, but again, folks, if you're traveling in a boat or you're floating in your life raft or you're on your snowmobile or your jet ski or whatever it is, you'd be out on Lake Ontario, or Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan in, be advised you are going to be in a winter storm in Lake Michigan in water all day long. I got to admit, Kyle, it's the first time I've seen that in a while.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Just the lake.
It's significant. Yeah, significant. Yeah, well, the weather can come up and be pretty bad on the lake itself. Exactly.
All right. Well, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center is bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Start earning points. Get great offers and much more. Pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
And, of course, you got your podcast, and you heard on my program, and you heard on other different programs, too, from time to time, but you always let people know where you're at.
Well, of course. That's right.
Yep. All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. By the way, did you like that Joe Walsh song? I kind of liked it. Let's get a little bit more of that here before we have to take our break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.